They call it the magic band, and it is, when it's working, it is magic. You know, there's also the other side of it, that there's FM on there, there are repeaters, and, you know, there used to be one, a strong one down near Bellingham, a 6-meter repeater, and I think it's gone now. It can be a lot of fun, and you can get some really good propagation on 6 meters, but it is finicky. You know, it earned its name the Magic Band for a reason. It's nowhere near as predictable and reliable as 20, 40, or 80.
Gotcha. Now, is it more like 2 meters as far as distance and whatnot goes, or is it a little bit more open to, you know, kind of like ionospheric conditions and stuff like that?
Well, I'm going to have to answer both. If you're on FM, especially if you're on repeaters and stuff like that, you can get some pretty solid coverage. If you're going simplex, you're probably going to be a little bit better off in 2 meters. And in propagation, well, it's actually not a lot different than 10 meters when it comes to propagation. I don't know. I just, you know, there's a lot of people that couldn't be bothered with 6 meters because it's not reliable enough. I just find it a whole bunch of fun because it's goofball, it's unreliable, and when it's running, you just get some really great sick contacts. And again, I got into it back in the day because at the time my license didn't support, you know, I didn't have HF privileges or anything like that, but on 6 meters, it was like being on HF.
Nice. Now with the 6 meters, do you use typically the FM mode more frequently with the repeaters, or are people more drawn to the other frequency or the other bands or the other modes?
I would say that depends where you are. There's really no 6 meters repeaters in Vancouver. There used to be the one down, what was the name of that mountain down in Washington that was had unbelievable coverage. They had a 10-meter repeater as well. Right now there's a 2 or 3 6-meter repeaters over in the Victoria area on Vancouver Island, and they get some pretty solid coverage. Again, it depends where you are. If you got 6-meter repeaters around, they get used, and they get some pretty solid coverage. If there isn't, well, it depends what the sideband portions of the bands are doing. And you go down to 10 meters, you think it's the same, but it's not. What I've been playing with in 10 meters lately, and having a bit of fun with that, is FM repeaters. All over the bloody place. Like there's in VE3 land in Ontario, there's a 10-meter repeater there that I can hit if the conditions are right, and it's like it's in my backyard. There's another one down in Houston, which is crazy distance to operate a repeater, but if the conditions are right, you can get in, and I'm having a bit of fun lately with that. I've never done that on 6 meters because, frankly, it never occurred to me to try it back in the day, and right now my 6-meter radio is offline, so I haven't been able to try it currently. But it's both, and it depends where you are.
Yeah, I understand that. Now, what do you do for an antenna scenario for that? Because I know the 6-meter band falls outside of pretty much every antenna I've got. I haven't tried it with my 2-meter antennas, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to tune in. So what do you do for an antenna?
Well, I have a 6-meter vertical. It's not up right now, but I have it. I've never really done a good test on it. Previously, believe it or not, I used an 11-meter big stick. It's like the Astro 99, but it's not. It was a Shakespeare. But it was an 11-meter big stick, and I got a pretty decent MFJ 6-meter tuner, and it would tune up quite well, and it worked solid.
Interesting. I actually have a Solartron 2000, which is an 11-meter radio, pretty much the same thing as the Antron 99. So if I was to possibly tune that in a certain manner, that might be good for 6 meters, yes? No? Question mark?
I think you'd be able to make that work just fine. Because, I mean, you think about it, it's going to be close to the harmonic as it is without any trimming of the antenna. Tuners nowadays are kind of hard to come by for 6 meters, but they are out there. And I think you can make that sucker work. You know, what you've got, what you just mentioned, is very similar to the antenna I was using back in the day. And frankly, what I put back up, it was sitting on the shelf here for over 20 years, and I put it back up there mainly to try it out on 10 meters. But I've used it previously on 6, and it worked quite well.
Interesting. Well, I just shifted over my tuner to my beam, and I shifted over to the 6 meters and just, you know, tuned in with the radio tuner, and it seems to work. I don't know what kind of propagation it works. How do the frequencies work on 6 meters? I heard that there was designated channels that they use, kind of like 11 meters where you have 1 through 40. I heard there's like 6 frequencies or something on 6 meters. Is that right, or is it a little more open than that?
It depends where you are. It is more formal nowadays, but there is some legacy stuff out there which is kind of grandfathered. That's probably more on the East Coast. For 10 meters, there are designated frequencies for repeaters. On 6, it's the higher band. It's the 6 meters is 50 to 54. And up in the 54 range, 53, 54 is where you're going to be FM. And, well, actually, let me look. No, I don't have the chart in front of me, sorry. But 50 to 54 is going to be FM. That's where the repeaters are. And then down in the 50s, that's where your FM or your sideband is. And it is a bit of a stretch to have a 6-meter antenna. You can't have a 6-meter antenna tuned for the whole spectrum of 6 meters from 50 to 54. But, you know, if you tune it, if you cut it so that it's without a tuner, relatively center, with a adequate antenna tuner, you can reach into both areas of the band. Personally, I think the way I'm going to do it when I get my 6-meter radio back up and running is I'm going to probably set the antenna up for the without a tuner. I'm going to set it up for the sideband portion, and then if I want to hit into some of the repeaters in Victoria or stuff like that, then I'll just have to use the antenna tuner to make so I'm not going to blow the thing up.
Yeah, copy that. No, I'm going to have to mess around with that one of these days and see what happens. I'd be always kind of interested in doing it since I have it on here. I might as well see if I can make it work one of these days. We'll see what happens. I might put up another shorter tower or something like that adjacent to the one I have so I don't have too much clutter going on the same tower, but we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll just put like a Joe poke up in the air and put some guy wires on it to hold that thing up and see what happens. You never know.
I just Googled the 6-meter band plan. I got it on my phone here. So FM voice repeater outputs and FM voice repeater inputs, that's 52 to 54. national FM calling frequencies 52.525. That can be kind of busy. Then as you go down, depends where you are. The Pacific has some different numbers, but for sideband, you know, you're in the sideband calling frequency is 50.125. So the low 50s is going to be your sideband, and 52 to 54 is your FM.
Oh, well, there you go. Interesting. Well, that's good information, and I'm definitely going to have to mess around with that one of these days. So we'll see what happens. I don't know, something else to do. Add it to the list.
Well, you can try playing with a 10-meter also, the repeaters. I'm just going through my list here. I got them all programmed into the radio, but here it is. So 29600 is a call, simplex. So 29.62 through 69, but I think that's a non-standard pairing. 29.68. So 29.62 through 29.68 are the 10-meter repeaters. And most of them run tone, but there's a few that don't, and those are the ones you're going to be able to get in propagation. Unless you know the tone of the repeater that you want to try and get. But if you wanted to play around a 10, it's kind of the same thing. And you know what? It's hobbies. Hobby is all about, you know, having a little bit of fun, trying something different. And that's the way I look at it. I don't get too serious about it.
Nope, nor do I. I do enjoy it, and it's fun, but it's definitely not my primary objective these days. And like I said, I don't get out here too often, so every once in a while it's fun. And, you know, maybe I'll get on a streak every once in a while. Or like when the RPT, when I'm not working all the time, I'll try to do those Friday night check-ins and stuff like that. But, you know, if I don't make it, it ain't the end of the world.
Well, if you keep your ear on this repeater, I mean, the coverage of this thing is outstanding. You know, it's got some serious altitude, it's got some serious wattage, and, you know, I've heard stories of people being able to hit this repeater from the Space Needle in Seattle, so it's got some pretty darn good coverage. There's a couple of them down there. There's one on 220 down in Washington that is, it's over on the island somewhere. And wow, it's got a signal. But let me see if I can dial up the frequency on that one right now. It is, I believe, is it 24860? Is that the one? I don't know if you play with 220 at all, do you?
Well, I hadn't been because my antenna wouldn't tune them in very well, but now that I've got this other one, I might start getting those tuned in as well.
Well, if you get it, if you get onto the 220, 224-480 is a really good one. There's some fantastic coverage off that repeater.
Well, sounds good. I'll have to check it out. Hey, Mark, I'm going to have to back on out of here, though. I need to go take care of some stuff out here in the shop and get myself a drink. So, anyways, it's been a pleasure having a CUSO with you. I appreciate it, and I'll keep my ears peeled for you next time I'm on the band and see if you're out there.
Oh, I'm usually around afternoons or evenings, not during the daytime very much. And the one net that I do try to join is the TGIF net on this repeater on Friday nights at 10 p.m. It can be a little bit crazy, you know, characters show up, but I enjoy it. So please try and come on to the TGIF net, and I think you'll have a good time.
Well, copy that. Appreciate it. And like I said, been a pleasure. So VA7XL, this is KK7KEL, and I'm going to be free of the frequency.
Pleasure to talk with you, Carl. Thanks for reaching out. It's VA7XM, like the satellite radio. KK7KEL, VA7XM. Good night, sir, 73.
I appreciate the correction. I will make the change now. Have a great night.